So there are different approaches to person-centered implementation. I think a lot of people, especially the founders of person-centered thinking and planning, look at it as an organic process, and it's really a philosophy of support and approach that anyone should take at any time. As we see this requirement being more included in regulation, both at the state level and federal level, sometimes there's concerns about the integrity of person-centered approach, that once it becomes a mandate, that it may not meet its true desired intention. So I think there's always a balance as we approach this. It's sometimes good to have the law and the regulation that requires us or gives us that nudge or push to make sure that we're doing things in this approach of looking at people and their preferences and supports. I think also we have to be careful that we don't just look at it as something to check the box and say that we did it, but that we really look at how can I support people from this paradigm or from this point of view and make it meaningful to the person and not be as focused on just meeting a requirement.